Tinky, how are you? Tinky, why are you phoning me? I mean, why aren't you on the plane? Oh, they're just boarding. Of course they will let you go to the bathroom on the plane. Airplanes are perfectly safe. I demand that you get on board. Operator, all I can hear is static. Right. She'll call me back.
Why doesn't your aunt want to get on the plane?
Tinky is deathly afraid of flying.
Why doesn't she take a Greyhound bus?
She's even more afraid of live chickens and picnic baskets.
You know, Maude, I don't think you ever told me you had an aunt named Tinky. Not that I blame you.
Well, she's really not my aunt. She's just this terrible old friend of my mother's. You know the type. I always had to kiss her goodbye, but she never left.
Then why did you invite her down here?
Guilt. I really should have my head examined. Do you know the last time she called me, she said, "Oh, what do you care about a poor old woman when you're having so much fun with your rich friends?"
Maude, aren't you exaggerating just a little?
Vivian, I swear to you, her tea kettle doesn't whistle. It whines. Oh, enough about tea. What are all these?
Oh, well, we just ran over to show you where we're going on our trip.
We don't have very much time. We still have a lot of packing to do, but we want you to see these brochures.
How I envy you two going off to a romantic island paradise. Oh, I'd give anything in the world to get away for a few days, but Walter says we can't afford it. It's so expensive.
Boy, I'll say. Our hotel room costs practically 100 smackaroos a day.
Oh, that's so much money.
Yes, that's why Arthur says thank heavens for those Medicare patients.
Vivian.
He says just give him 20 of those sick old people and it's around the world in 80 days.
Vivian! We've got to go home and pack.
All right, Arthur.
20 of those sick old people.
I don't want you to get the idea that I profit here from Medicare, Maude. I mean, I only take what the government gives me.
That's right. It's not his fault it happens to be a fortune.
Vivian! You must have said that.
Hello? Oh, yes, operator. Put it through. Tinky. I did not hang up on you! I am sorry about that. No, I'm sorry. I am sorry about that! That's right. Static. Oh, Aunt Tinky, you should not have done that. I told you plane travel is perfectly safe. I'm... Tinky! Operator, we were cut off, and I just want to say thank you.
Okay, Maude, I'm off to the airport to pick up your Aunt Tinky.
No, that was Tinky on the phone just now. You know what that terrible woman did? She put a dollar in one of those machines and bought a $50,000 flight insurance policy naming me beneficiary.
Why would she do that?
Oh, to make me feel guilty, Walter. She said, if anything terrible happens, don't blame yourself for killing me, Maude. Just enjoy the blood money. Guilt.
What? What's this?
Oh, these are Arthur and Viv's travel brochures. Oh, Walter, I envy them. You know, we haven't been on a vacation in ages.
Money's tight, Maude.
I know, but... Honey, after Aunt Tinky leaves, couldn't we go away somewhere? Just the two of us, just for a couple of days.
Couple of days. Well, why not? Where do you want to go?
Oh, honey, I could anywhere just to get out of the house.
Where? As long as it doesn't cost too much.
Sweetie, I don't care if we go a block away.
Come on, Maude, where would you like to go?
Rome.
Rome where the Pope lives?
Honey, we don't have to see him if we don't want to.
Maude, are you crazy?
I'm sorry.
You should have married a travel agent.
I think I did once.
Well, I better get to the airport. Now, what airline is she coming in on? American? United? Allegheny?
Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo Airlines. It's one of those low-cost commuter operations. But Walter, we saved $8.
Scooby-Doo?
Tinky won't mind. She's spending the whole trip in the toilet.
Okay. You know, I don't even know what your Aunt Tinky looks like. How will I recognize her?
Oh, that's very easy. Just look for a woman with a terribly pained expression on her face who looks as though she feels life is not worth living, not even for another minute.
And that will be Tinky?
No, that'll be the person who sat next to her on the floor. She'll point her out to you.
Tinky's not here yet?
No, I guess her plane was delayed. I'm fixing lunch for her.
She never wants lunch, does she?
Oh, that is not quite true. She never wants lunch when you have it ready for her. But if you have not prepared anything, then she says, "Where is my lunch? I'm famished." So this time I'm playing it safe. I'm making her lunch, but I'm using chicken I was going to throw out anyway.
Poor Tinky.
Poor Tinky?
Well, Mother, you have to admit she is sort of a sad case.
You know, Carol, I've always suspected this. You like Tinky, don't you?
That's silly.
Admit it. Admit it, you like Tinky. And you know why? Because when you were little, she used to make you those molasses cookies.
I hated those damn molasses cookies. Besides, she also used to tell me if I had sex before marriage, I'd go bald.
I remember when you were in high school, you were always pleading with me to take you shopping for turbans.
I just heard it on the radio.
Heard what?
A plane coming from Schenectady. He crashed.
No. What airline?
Oh, I don't think I heard it right. It sounded like Scooby-Doo.
Were there any survivors?
Well, they're not sure. They can't even get to the plane. But, Maude, it doesn't look very good. It crashed in a mountainous area.
Oh. Oh, poor, poor, sweet dear Tinky. Gone.
She always used to make me molasses cookies. Maude.
Yes, Viv.
Why don't we all hold hands and sing Felix?
Vivian, go on vacation. I guess I'd better call Walter at the airport. He probably hasn't heard about this. Okay, maybe he can get us some more information on the crash. Oh, Scoobo.
Mort.
Oh, Walter.
More on life's highway, there are many strange twists. We are mere mortals. We don't have any control over what the fates decree. What I'm trying to say, Maud, is Tinky is not with me.
I know. But thank you for trying to break it to me so gently.
You knew?
Viv told me.
I wanted to tell her!
I'm sorry!
Big mouth!
I heard it first!
She's my wife! I should have told her!
She's my best friend, and I have some best friend, and I have some rights too, you know.
Boy, you spoiled everything, Vivian!
Will you two stop it? A woman is dead! How can you stand there and bicker over who's gonna tell Mother?
You're right, Carol. I'm sorry. I guess I could tell Aunt Rhonda up in Boston.
I want to tell Aunt Rhonda.
But at least I can tell Arthur.
I already told him.
There's nobody left for me you tell?
Maude, what is it?
Oh, Walter. Walter, I was the one who forced Tinky to get on that plane.
Maude, it's not your fault.
Walter. Walter, if it hadn't been for me, Tinky would be alive right now. I killed her!
Don't say things like that. It's an act of God. It's ironic. Tinky takes out a $50,000 insurance policy just to make Maude feel guilty, and then the plane actually crashes.
Oh, the guilt. The guilt! Oh, the guilt!
You're going to get $50,000, man.
Walter, who cares? I killed her! I killed her! And nothing can take away this awful, horrible guilt that is eating away at my insides. Nothing! Nothing can take my mind off that!
There must be something.
Maybe a trip to Rome would do it.
Maude, you can't let this get the best of you.
Walter, I am not to be forgiven. I mean, Tinky meets a horrible fate, and the next thing you know, I'm talking about taking my husband and going off to Rome on her insurance money.
Why not?
Walter, how can you be so insensitive?
I'm sensitive, but life has to go on. I think I'll get something to eat.
Arthur's going to let us know the minute he finds out anything.
Thanks, Kitty.
Mother, I'll go upstairs and call Aunt Rhonda about Tinky.
Never mind, honey. I'll call Rhonda myself later.
Oh, no, Mother, I insist. You have enough to do.
All right, but don't you dare tell anybody else.
Oh, all right.
Maude. What I've been thinking about Tinky.
Let's go to Rome.
That just strikes me as so unfeeling.
What do you think, Carol?
Well, I don't see what difference it'd make.
What about you, Viv?
I think Tinky would have wanted it that way.
No, she wouldn't.
Who cares what she thinks? We paid for the plane ticket.
Sorry.
I better go call Rhonda before some blabbermouth gets there first.
On life's highways, there are many strange twists.
Think about it, Maude. Rome.
And our travel agent could arrange things very quickly, Maude. He's wonderful.
Oh, Walter, don't you understand? I have as much guilt as I can possibly handle. I mean, if we were to go away on a luxury trip to Rome on Tinky's insurance money, I could never forgive myself.
Maybe the Pope could forgive you.
You'll ask him. The worst he could say is no.
Walter, you know what we could do? We could go to Rome, but it won't be a vacation. I mean, that would be so ugly. We could make it a sort of a pilgrimage in Tinky's honor.
Was she Catholic?
What the hell's the difference? It isn't a marvelous idea. When should we go?
As soon as we can.
Well, now, wait a minute. Tinky didn't have any relatives, so we'll have to make the funeral arrangement.
Do you know that we could have her up in Schenectady, buried by Tuesday, be back here Wednesday, and then leave for Rome?
Why don't we bury her right here in Tuckahoe? It's closer to JFK International.
That would work, too.
Foster, please. Maude, come here and talk to my travel agent. He'll arrange everything. Mr. Foster.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Mr. Foster, Maude Findlay. I'm a friend of Vivian Harmon's. Yeah, my husband and I are planning a holy pilgrimage to Rome. Yes, and coming back... Honey, how long are we going to stay?
A week.
My husband will be coming home after a week, but I'll be there 3 weeks to a month. Yes, and we'd like to stay at a little place I've read about, the Villa Mortadella. Yes, we'd like a suite. Money is no object. Yes, it is a pilgrimage, but we're not fanatics. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. He's going to arrange everything.
What? Oh. I can go to Gucci.
And I can go to Pucci.
And you can go to Gucci and I can go to Pucci.
Pucci.
Oh, Maude, you know what else might be nice? You could light a candle for Aunt Tinky at St. Peter's.
Viv, that's a marvelous idea. And if we can find the time, we'll do that.
Marty! Walter! Listen! Listen! I just talked to my friend Bill Hickey at the Associated Press. Rescuers can't get near that plane because of the weather up there, but they have spotted a lone survivor wandering through the woods.
That it's Tinky.
Oh, shut up, Walter. Of course it's Tinky. Who else can pull this just to ruin our pilgrimage?
Maud, that poor old woman could be struggling for her life up on that
of
mountain.
Of course. That shows how selfish she is. Oh. Oh, my God. What am I saying? What am I doing? Oh, am I some kind of animal? Oh, Arthur, you must think I'm an awful person.
Yes, Marty, I'm afraid that I do.
Well, this time, Arthur, I'm afraid you're right. But thank God there is at least a chance that Tinky may still be alive.
Well, I don't want to get your hopes up too high, Marty. Chances are not very good that that old lady could survive that crash.
Walter, my mind is made up. If we do go to Rome, God forbid, we're going to go with the proper respect. We are going to make it a real pilgrimage for Tinky. We will light a candle for her as soon as we get there, and there will be no Gucci and no Pucci.
That makes sense to me.
And we'll get a very small suite at the Mortadella.
We don't even have to stay there.
I'm not giving it
up. Okay.
And, of course, if our prayers are answered, we won't be able to go at all because Tinky will still be alive.
Let's hope so.
That's probably Bill Hickey. I told him to call me here. Dr. Arthur Harmon here. Oh, Bill. Yeah, what have you got? Oh, I see. Well, thanks for all your help, Bill. Yeah, I'll tell him. That was Bill Hickey, all right. They've identified the lone survivor. It's the pilot.
The pilot! What? It's the pilot!
Sad about Aunt Tinky. I'm just happy for the pilot.
Well, at last, all our desperate hours of waiting are over.
Listen, Lamb Chop, we better be going. We have a lot of packing to do before our trip.
Oh, all right, Arthur. Goodbye, Maud. I'm just so sorry for all your troubles.
Vivian, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support and your sympathy in my moment of grief.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Thank you. La 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 la. I'd better call my mother and break the news about Tinky. She'll probably come as a big blow to her.
Maud, why don't I tell your mother?
Walter, what is this morbid thing you have about telling bad news? I'll tell her, and that's that.
But I didn't get to tell anybody.
That's tough. She is my mother, and I get to tell her. Mother? Maud. Mother, on life's highway, there are many strange... What do you mean you know about Tinky? Who told you? Aunt Rhonda? Well, then I'll have to call Cousin Daryl.
Let me have Cousin Daryl.
You can have Philip.
What good is Philip? He won't even be upset.
It's the best I can do. Listen, I have an idea. Why don't we make a list of all our relatives, and then we'll divide it up fairly and divide it up fairly and squarely and decide who shall tell whom about him.
Satisfied, Maud Finley. That was the worst trip I ever had.
Aunt Tinky. Aunt Tinky, we thought...
I know. You thought I missed my plane. I didn't miss it. I just refused to get on it. I would have been the only passenger, so I took the bus.
Oh, Aunt Tinky, you took the bus.
Oh, what's your dress? A chicken got sick on my sleeve. Did you make me some lunch? I hope so. I'm famished.
Aunt Tinky, this is my husband, Walter.
I expected you to be better looking. Don't you have an air purifier? I'm allergic to dust.
Oh,
well, maybe you can rent one while I'm here.
Well,
wouldn't hurt to clean up this house a little.
Excuse me, Maud. That was the travel agency. We're confirmed that the Villa Mortadella in Rome.
Oh, Walter, where's your manners, for heaven's sake? Help me off with my coat. How's your mother?
Well,
I suppose you never even call her. Well, what about lunch? Just because I'm an old lady doesn't mean I don't get hungry. But first I gotta take a look at that kitchen. I hope it's cleaner than the living room.